Good morning, church. So I have two options in front of me right now. Thank you, Dale. I could get up here and pretend that I'm the one who has it all together this morning. Or I could just be honest because I wasn't planning on sharing this at all or dwelling on this at all. I was just going to overcome and push through. But I'm just right in the mix with everybody else this morning. Here's how my week went. Wednesday, late morning, my oldest son, Liam, was having some extreme pain in his abdomen, and he had been throwing up a lot. And so my wife took him down to Children's into emergency. And after a couple hours of different tests and all kinds of things, x-rays, ultrasound, finally a CT scan, they discovered that hidden underneath some other organs was his appendix, and it had ruptured. And he has been in the hospital ever since. And so that's my week. That's how things have been going for me and getting it together. And even the lights are going on and off, and we're just having one of those mornings. That's how it's been. And so I'm exhausted, absolutely exhausted. I'm running on coffee at this point. And last night, got home from the hospital, got the other two boys ready for bed and everything. And then I needed to finish what I couldn't finish during the week and get things finished on this message for this morning. And so I go to get an extension cord to run out to the table where I'm working on my computer. And praise God that I had to go get the extension cord. I walk into the laundry room. And here is a stream of water coming out of the top of one of the lines on the water softener. Comes right from the main water line to the water softener and down and then through. And there's a little hole in that line. And the water's just spraying at the wall. And I wouldn't have known otherwise. And so just for fun, I spent a couple hours trying to figure out how to get that to stop leaking quite as fast and flooding the laundry room. So anyway, so here I am. Here we are. Broken vessels, chaotic, scattered, all over the place, and 100% dependent on God and the reality that this is His thing. It's not our thing. It's not what I do. It's not what we do. This is His thing. And absolutely no matter what, we come to Him this morning counting fully on His grace because it's there. And He's not looking down on us going, Paul, you should have been more organized. You should have been more ready for this. Scott, you should have come up at the right time. He's not doing that. He loves us and His grace is sufficient. Because if you came in here this morning feeling like you have it all together, well, congratulations, you're in the minority. We don't operate that way. And as we continue to talk about what it means to be a disciple, I want you to just keep that in mind. Peter and I were talking this past week about what he called a juxtaposition of the messages, which right now are kind of tough. We're dealing with things like obedience and surrender, and it gets a little heavy. And then we sing about God's grace and how beautiful that is to know that in the context of His grace, we've been called to follow Jesus just as we are and to let Him make us into the people that He wants us to be. That's the journey we're on. Let me tell you about something that's going to happen this morning that is very unusual. We do not typically do this, so I don't want this to catch you off guard. What's going to happen today is my message is going to be shorter this morning. And after my message, we're going to have the offering and we're going to sing our closing song. But it's not closing. Here's what's going to happen at that point. After our last song, men, you have a detention. All the men, you're staying in this room. Okay? Women, you're going to leave the room and let the men have a little conversation. And I am not dismissing you, women, at this point. I'm not saying to you, go get your kids. Nope. Go out here, grab a cup of coffee and some refreshments, which will be there for you. And you enjoy a little social time while the men have a little powwow in here, okay? We're going to have a little meeting as men. We're going to talk about men's ministry. We're going to talk about where we're at and kind of a restart to men's ministry here. And we want, men, we want you here. So at that point, when we do our last song, the service is not over. Men, you're in here. Women, go and enjoy your time out there. And then when you see the men dismissed, then the service is over. Okay? Got that? Don't be confused by it. Just roll with it. And men, you're not excused to go get those refreshments and coffee and then come back in here. Nope, you don't have that freedom. Stick around. We're going to have a good time together of kind of looking ahead at what's going on and where we're at. All right. Last week, we talked about the definition of disciples, and we set some defining terms to describe a disciple. We said that a disciple is one who follows one's teaching. And in our case, a disciple is one who follows Jesus' teaching. And we said that a disciple of Jesus is obedient, surrendered, and contagious. Is that simple enough? It can be really complicated if we want to make it that way, but we are narrowing it down to obedient, surrendered, and contagious. And I even tested my kids on this through the week, and Jude got it. He remembered the terms and got the definition. So there we are, a disciple of Jesus is obedient, surrendered, and contagious. Remember, church, that Jesus himself is our goal. Jesus is our goal. Becoming like him is more important than anything in this world, in anything in our lifetime that we could possibly pursue. We're to become like him. There isn't one false step that we can take in life if our steps are leading us to becoming more like Jesus. It's always a win. Every one of those steps is successful if we're stepping towards becoming more like Jesus. Life for a disciple of Jesus is about keeping our focus on him, on Jesus. What did he say? What was he like? We obey what he said. We surrender ourselves to his work of making us more like him. That's first. And there will always be in this life other forces demanding our obedience and surrender. And we don't have to look hard and far to find those things that are pulling us to obey them, to surrender to them. Think about the week, the past week, and the things that have tugged on you that weren't Jesus, that have drawn you towards obeying them and surrendering to them. We struggle with this every day. We're pulled in different directions. I called this message 10,000 Steps. I keep hearing people talking about getting their 10,000 steps in. So I had to Google that. But because it's not, I don't. But here's the idea behind the sermon title. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, if anyone would follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, what? Daily, and follow me. Daily. So let's address a reality here. Being a disciple of Jesus is not a matter of declaring once in your lifetime that you're a disciple of Jesus, and then you're done. It's a daily journey of following him. He doesn't leave our side and we don't leave his. We walk with him. We walk with Jesus. We keep him in our sights daily. We listen for his voice daily. The key to our health as followers of Jesus is to realize and embrace the fact that a disciple follows Jesus. That's an action. It's a daily action. Just like physically moving daily is a key to our physical health. This morning, I want to talk about our daily walk. And I hope that this is encouraging, because when we consider what it takes to be a disciple of Jesus and all the things that the Bible puts before us, honestly, it's pretty intimidating. There's an awful lot there. We said that a disciple is obedient. Let's see how that plays out in response to Matthew 5:48, where Jesus said, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." One-time command or a lifelong pursuit? Well, following is a continuous action, so let's go with lifelong pursuit. I want you to imagine this morning being one of the original disciples. Picture yourself as one of the 12. Go back there. Go back to the stories that you've read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Go back and imagine you're there. You're one of the 12. You're walking with Jesus. You're right there. Following Jesus presented the disciples with a daily challenge. There was something for them every day. They learned as they went. They learned for a very concentrated period of time while Jesus was with them, but their learning continued. Their walk continued throughout their lives. They didn't get it perfect all at once. They were human, just like you and I. Imagine a day-to-day encounter walking with Jesus. Every day brought new growth for the disciples. Every miracle, every lesson, every rebuke, every act of compassion, every encounter with evil or opposition, every question answered, every prayer lifted up. One moment at a time, the disciples followed Jesus. They stayed close to him. This morning, I would like to suggest that we follow that path. That daily path that they had, and I'll explain more as we go. It'll become clearer. A disciple has a plan for his or her training for eternity. We talked about that back at the beginning of the series. Let's think for a few minutes about following Jesus daily like his first disciples did. That was their plan. Just follow him. Drop whatever you're doing and follow him. Go where he's going. Listen to what he's saying. See what he does. Stay close to him. We said that a disciple is obedient, surrendered, and contagious. Jesus said that he would make us contagious. Follow me, obey, and I will make you surrender. Fishers of men, contagious. In order for him to do that work of making us fishers of men, we're called to be obedient and surrendered. Let's work on that. As disciples, we follow the teachings of Jesus. He says it, we do it. But what could that look like on a daily basis? Well, his first disciples learned to do that on a daily basis, and so can we. Imagine hearing him say the things that he said in person. In Matthew 5:16, he said, "Let your light shine before men." In Matthew 5:24, he said, "Be reconciled to each other." In Matthew 5:37, he said, "Let what you say simply be yes or no." In Matthew 5:39, he said, "Turn the other cheek." In Matthew 5:44, he said, "Love your enemies." In Matthew 6:20, he said, "Lay up treasure in heaven, not on earth." In Matthew 6:25, he said, "Do not be anxious about your life." In Matthew 7:1, he said, "Do not judge." There's so much more to discover beyond that, even just in the Sermon on the Mount. But go after one thing. Take from the things that I just said, what if you truly listened to Jesus, you were there and he said, "Be reconciled to each other." What would you do? Just respond by thinking, "That is a great thought. Well said, Jesus." It's not what a disciple does. A disciple goes and is reconciled. He said, "Love your enemies." What do? "Jesus, that's great. What a great principle. Wouldn't the world be different if we did that?" A disciple obeys. A disciple stops and figures out, "Who are my enemies? And how do I love them?" Here's the point. Know what he said. Know what he said. If you don't at least read the red letters in the Bible, you're not going to know what he said. Know what he said. Choose something that he said. And then get your steps in as a disciple of Jesus by being obedient to that teaching today, now. Make your 10,000 steps about that. Tomorrow's going to bring new steps. Every day of our lives is going to bring new steps. We're not going to run out of things to be obedient to in our lifetime. We're not going to reach some point in our 40s and go, "I got it. I'm doing them all." But let's take them one lesson, one day at a time. Let's respond to what Jesus said. That's the obedience piece. Let's make this a daily thing. take one thing that Jesus taught and obey it. Intentionally go and obey what he said. One command, one response. Each day, just go after something that Jesus said. Let's talk about the surrender piece. Jesus said, I will make you. I will make you. How does that line up with the phrase, a self-made man? But that's what we're programmed to do in our world, to be self-made people. We make ourselves. We make ourselves. But brothers and sisters, how frightening is it? How much worse we are at making ourselves than Jesus is. In the very beginning, God created mankind. God created humans. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit created us. Jesus was there. Jesus created us. How excited should we be at the opportunity to have Jesus remake us? But what could this look like in practical terms? Surrender is also a daily journey for disciples of Jesus. Every day we're faced with a temptation to make ourselves into the kind of people that we think we should be. Surrender's been the theme for my faith journey for a long time now. Not because I've mastered what it means to surrender, but just because over the years more and more I've become aware of the need for me to surrender. I face those things all the time. Oh, here's another area where I'm trying to do it myself, where I have a picture and I'm going to make that picture come to fruition. I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to make me. And then I'm caught with that check that God does for me. I tried for far too long to make myself into the man that I thought I should be. And that effort, all those lost years, that was futile. Here's what it might look like. We get determined to make ourselves into a lot of different things. We have these thoughts. I will make myself successful. I will make myself successful. And the battle begins to find out how the world defines success, and I'm going to go after that. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to pour myself into that pursuit. I will make me successful. Or this one, I will make me popular. Even if I have to compromise a little bit, I am going to make myself popular. I need people to like me. I want to be known. I want to be important. I will make me popular. Or I will make myself confident. I have to overcome my fears and project a personality that really isn't mine. I'm going to go to seminars on how to do this. I'm going to take a room by storm when I enter it. I can do this. I will make me confident. I will make myself attractive. The world has its definition of attractive, and I'm going to set that as my goal. I'll buy the best products. I'll spend the time. I'll invest. I'll make people find me attractive. Because if they find me attractive, I'll find me attractive. I will make me attractive. Or I will make myself powerful. I know that I should be on top of the heap. It's where you're supposed to be. I need to be the king of the castle. Imagine how much more people will respect me if I'm more powerful. And I know I'm going to have to run over a few people to get there, but it's going to be worth it. I will make myself powerful. Or I will make myself first, best. I need to achieve. I need to know that there's something in life that I am the best at. I need the trophy. I need the plaque. I need the recognition. I need to be number one. I will make myself first and best. So I will make myself. Never mind what Jesus says about him making me. Never mind what he says about the Father doing the pruning in my life. Never mind the model that Jesus lived for us of what it means to be successful, popular, confident, attractive, powerful, or first. I've got this. I will make myself. So how do we make this surrender thing a daily walk? A little self-examination goes a long way. What am I trying to make myself? What am I pouring my effort into to make myself? What design have I created for me? Am I trying to make myself successful? Then maybe I need to look at Jesus' definition of success. Maybe I need to see success the way he sees it. And if my definition doesn't match his, maybe this is a place for me to start surrendering. Maybe my surrender begins with inviting Jesus to make me successful by his definition, or popular by his definition, or confident by his definition, or attractive or powerful or the best according to his design. Maybe I need to give that to him today and trust him to do the work that he desires to do in my life. Brothers and sisters, Jesus has a design for you and me. He has a design. He has a plan. And I have to believe that Jesus can and will accomplish that design in me. And I have to believe that his design for me is perfect. So what can I surrender to him today? What can you surrender to him today? Being a disciple of Jesus is a daily walk. It's about steps. We can't stand still. We can't just stand still. We can't wander in random directions. We've been invited to follow Jesus one step, one day at a time. We follow, he works. We obey and surrender, he makes us. But we have to move. Don't let being a disciple overwhelm you. Don't let it discourage you. Just take steps. He's moving, you move with him, one step at a time. And watch what Jesus does with us. I look forward to the steps ahead for us. What an honor it is to be invited to follow Jesus of Nazareth. What a privilege. And to know that as we do, he will make us into the people that he created us to be. People made in the image of God. Let that be encouraging to you. He's not asking for everything to be perfect right now. He takes the flaws, he takes the mistakes, and in his grace just embraces you and says, just follow me right now, just follow me, one step at a time. You hear me say something? Make it your priority to obey it. Do it. You find something in you that's tugging against me and what I want for you, surrender it. Give it to me. One thing at a time. One day at a time. Just follow Jesus. That's what it means to be a disciple. Let's follow him together. I'm going to invite the ushers to come now to take our offering. Worship team is going to come to sing a final song with us. And then, men, what are you doing? You're staying right here. Women, enjoy that time. Have a little social time. Drink some coffee. Have some refreshments. Let's pray together. Father, I love this balance that you're showing me of our responsibility and your grace. And how all that goes together. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for not expecting us to get it perfect right now. But really for asking us to do this one thing. To follow Jesus. To be a disciple of Jesus. To hear what he says and do it. To see what he does and do it. So God, I ask that for every one of us, you would just show us what that one thing is right now. What do we hear him say that we know we need to obey? What are we crafting in our lives that we need to surrender to him? Thank you for the promise he made that he'll make us, he'll shape us, he will craft us into the people that he created us to be, that you created us to be. God, lead us there. Be patient with us as we learn to follow, to be disciples. Father, thank you for all that you've given us. We give back to you now with cheerful hearts because you're a gracious and generous God who's very patient with us, who provides for us, who protects us, and who always welcomes us into his presence. Thank you for that. Thank you for who you are. We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.